We're in the middle of Siman Tafrei Shain Gimel, Seif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Nogim Hadik Ner Nosaf, Kdei She'im Yishramesh La'ora Yelor Nosaf, She'osher Shkili Gachron. He says, the custom is to light another candle together with your Neros Hanukkah and put it on the table, Nanichenu Merochok Sas, Mishar Neros Mitzvah, a little away from the other candles. And that way, that in case you make use of the Neros Hanukkah, you'll use this candle instead. And the idea is like this. Nowadays, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, they were lighting inside the house. In the house, you had another lantern lit. So therefore, once you're in the house, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so you don't have to have another candle on the table. So you have your Neros Hanukkah, and that's it. And then you have no problem, because you're going to use the lantern for light in the room, and you know it's usher to get personal use of the Neros Hanukkah, so that's enough. But the Shulchan Aruch says, the minhag is to light another candle, because since you're lighting inside, you might forget. You might start using the candles. So this way, you have another candle. Oh, that if you're going to start making use of the candles, you use this candle, this extra candle, instead. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham, you shouldn't use the light of all the candles together, the Neros Hanukkah together with this extra candle. It's preferable just to, if you're going to, for some reason, you need to use the candle for some personal use, you will just use the extra candle. And you light this candle a little bit separate from the other candles. That way it's clear to know what night of Hanukkah it is. Now the Ramos says that the minig is that the Shamash plays this role. You use the Shamash to light the candles, and you can tell clearly that this Shamash was used to light the other candles. And you put that on the table, and it's clear that that's not one of the candles you use to light one of the Neros Hanukkah. It was the Shamash, a separate Shamash, and having that there makes it it'll be noticeable that if you want to get Hana, you'll use the Hana of the Shamash and not the other candles. Well, another Ramah says, V'yesh la'soso yoser aruch mishar Neros. It should be taller than the other candles. Shimbo li'shtamish, yishtamish la'oso ner. That if you're going to make use of the candles, you use that one, the one that's taller. That's what the Rama advises. Since it's gadol, ikar tashmisho mimenu. Then your main use will be from this candle, as opposed to from the regular Hanukkah candles. And the Mishnah adds on, huadin, what if it's the same size? But gavoaksas mishar neros. What if it's the same size candle, but it's the place where it sits, it's a little higher. A lot of menorahs have that, where the Shamash is exactly the same type of candle and the same height as the other candles of the Neros Hanukkah, just it's held a little higher, and therefore it's a little bit separate. So this is the idea that it's usher to use the Neros Hanukkah for personal use, and we have a separate candle, either the Shamash or another candle on the table, that in case you're going to use the Neros Hanukkah, so for some sort of use, you're in the room and they're lighting up the room, so you're getting your primary Hana from the Shamash, from the extra candle, and not from the Neros Hanukkah. Lichad chilo, you shouldn't use all of the light of the candles together, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. But if you're going to use dafka, one candle, it should be from the Shamash, from this extra candle, and not from the Neros Hanukkah. Now the Ramah continues with a whole new halacha. In this Arev Ner Hanukkah, why? Let's say one of the Ner Hanukkahs gets mixed up with regular candles, so they're not batel. What exactly is the case? So first of all, it means that you once lit the Neros Hanukkah. Before they were lit, they're just regular candles, and hazmana lav milsi. The fact that you plan on using it as a Ner Hanukkah doesn't count halachically that now they're extra chashuv, and certainly they would be batel. Normally, if you have two items that are regular yavesh b'yavesh, they don't get mixed up like a liquid gets mixed up together with itself. two items, Yavesh B'Yavesh, that gets mixed up. They're Batel B'Rov. But the Ramah says, no. This is Batel B'Elef. It's not in Batel B'Elef. Why? Something which is Chashuv is not Batel. What makes this Chashuv? That it's the kind of thing which is counted. It's a Darvashe B'Minyan. It's not so. It's not something which you focus on the group as a whole, but you focus on each one independently. So what happened? You lit the Ner Chanukah, so now it's Aser B'Hanah, it's Aser to use, and then it went out during the Zman Shiuro. So now you have that, and now you're not sure which was the cup of oil that was set aside for your Ner Chanukah. So the rest of that oil in the cup there is Aser for personal use. Or if the candle, if it's lit, and now it's unclear to you which is the Ner Chanukah, which were the other ones, that's all mixed up. So it's Aser to get Hana from any of the candles, because a Ner Chanukah is not Batel. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out it's only if it's during the first half hour. After the first half hour, we learned earlier, back in Siman Tov Reishayin Beis Seif Beis, that the Ner Chanukah itself is Mutar B'Hana after the first half hour. So there will be no problem here with the tarovus. So the Ramah's opinion is that even though when you sell candles, very often you sell the candles as a group, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes the svara is Neiro shel mitzvah kol moninason b'chol laila. You count each one out. I have two candles tonight, this one and this one. So since these candles are used in a way where you count each one independently, that gives them more chashuv. Darvash Minyan Chashuv, and it's not Batel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Marshal argues, and he says, no, it's Batel 1 and 2, like a regular case of Yavesh B'Yavesh. He doesn't accept this Psak of the Ramah. And because the Marshal says, since they're normally sold in a group or in bulk, the fact that you use it at night one by one doesn't make it a chashuv, a davish of a minion. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shaar Tzion, it's unclear how we paskin, and it sounds like if there's a big hefsed merubah, you can be mekel, because the whole thing's only a derabanan. And some of the achronim argue on the Ramah. Well, there's more to discuss in this topic. We'll discuss Bezus Hashem tomorrow.